We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, July 8th, 2026, at 8:47 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation: Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, Thiemann, Lytle, and Dorn. Mr. Jurgens will be out today. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held June 24th, 2026. Approve all claims through July 8th, 2026 in the amount of $807,589.97. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve district court summary fee report and district register of deeds fee report for the month of June 2026. And receive and place on file the 25 annual Beatrice Fire and Rescue report. I'd ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented, unless there are any items you'd like to pull off.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Comments on any matter that's not on this agenda that people would like on future agendas or to discuss at a future time. Seeing none, we will move on to committee reports. Building and Grounds, Winter Lights, Mr. Dorn.
Dave's been on vacation. He said he didn't have
any. Good for him. Lights looked really nice. The 4th of July, 250 birthday lights. Nice celebration. Nice to have something up here in town.
Yeah.
Equalization, brief meeting, not much update this morning. We will have continuing protests going on. There are some evaluation changes that MIPS is making to a broader range of properties. I asked for an update. We should be getting an update on that, but there were some corrections to part of the way they put things together, so we should see a fairly broad change in valuations, primarily on the downward side. Finance and insurance. We do have a little bit of insurance news. Our potential liabilities on our health insurance countywide are going to be significantly higher this year, just with potential outlays of cash. Our fixed costs are going to be up a little bit as well, not terribly, but there will be some increase to our insurance plan. We've had almost none for several years. If we average that out, we're still doing extremely well due to our risk management, as well as programs like Smith RX and some of those other items that help keep some of those costs down. Human resources, employee relations. I don't know if we probably want to have it closed at the end.
Right, but we didn't have anything to this point.
Nothing really pressing. I will ask for a closed session at the end of our meeting prior to adjournment, to go over a contract negotiation item, just to make sure we're all clear on this and we move forward the way the board wants to move forward on this. Law enforcement, emergency management, Mr. Lytle.
Yes, you got anything today?
I do. Good morning, everybody. In terms of on emergency management, I know I briefed you on during committee report, but I did want to just let the public know, and those that were not in attendance, we did have the 3 and 33 task force that went out and were deployed to the Log Road Fire, which was more or less a spinoff of the Morro Fire that was 2 weeks earlier from that. We did our 3 and 33 task force. It has been very busy this past year. So local departments of Blue Springs, Barnston, Wymore, and Odell, along with Diller and Fairbury, did deploy to that area for a 72-hour operational period of time. Because of the distance that they had to travel, it's mandatory that they take a rest time before they can head back to. So that's one of the requirements when it's a federal disaster. So they stay very focused with what they're doing. I'll look forward to the after-action report that comes back. Taylor McHenry was the crew chief for that deployment as well, and is very well respected out there when he gets on site. So the other thing that our 3 and 33 group is doing, too, is starting tomorrow night, they're doing a 30-hour training for confined space rope rescue. It's a training, it's a SATRA training, which is safety compliancy training that's being paid for by Farmers Co-op Dorchester. And it's a huge commitment, not only physically, but also just the commitment of taking 30 hours of training. So they'll start over at DeWitt, and then they'll train off of the elevator here in Beatrice and then down in the pit areas. Keep in mind, as our farmers get, you know, larger equipment, even grain bin rescue situations, this is what this training is also on. So, and on the agricultural side, I just want to draw some attention also out in the country. This past week, you're going to see, you'll probably see an increase in aerial application. This is the fungicide time of application. Not only on corn and beans, but I did have a few calls in the office yesterday. So that's either going to be from an air tractor or helicopter, and now drones. The call that I had come into the office was, you know, they weren't expecting a drone to come up out of the field, and typically they're landing on a truck box, you know, refilling and going out, but usually the operator is within, you know, 500 foot. So it is somewhat of a surprise, you know, if you're not aware. The same way with helicopter filling and so forth, some of it's done at the airport, but these are all registered pilots. They have to file their flight plan with the local authorities as well, or at least the locations that they are flying daily. So on the planning and zoning side of things, you're going to hear the resolution, obviously, you have on the board this morning on your agenda for the wellhead protection area. I've not had anything come forward in the last 4 weeks anyway since that, so don't know if you have either. And then we've started getting recalls, you know, just knowing, asking when we are scheduling, you know, the hearings in the future for the livestock regulations and also the consideration of the moratorium. So I shared with the public that it called in that you guys have been busy with the protests, and then this takes time, you know, as well, that 30 days is a good time, you know, to have to work through. So that's all I have. Thanks.
That's all.
That's all.
Thanks, Lisa. Yeah.
Gus?
No, we're good.
Just while we're on this.
You can tell he's getting down the end. No, we're good. No, we're good.
I would invite Mr. Lytle, just seeing Mr. Rivera here, Mr. Lytle and Amanda, probably there's a requested meeting with the city next Wednesday, the 15th at 9 o'clock. Would you guys be able to run down there with me?
Sure.
If you guys would put that on your calendar, go see Toby. Runbridge. Doran's not jumping up on this one. Emily, why don't you start with some good news before we even read through the incredibly interesting notes from our committee meeting. You've got some fantastic news.
Yeah. We are the only one in Nebraska that was awarded the build grant. So very exciting. It's going to complete that project that we've been applying for the last 3 years. It was the Claytonia, DeWitt, and Hickory Road Transportation and Safety Project. We had got the Hickory portion of that awarded a few months ago through the CDS grant. And so we adjusted, because we got that award about a month before the application was due. So we adjusted the application to show that we got this other part funded through another grant. And then with the support of our federal delegation and through NDOT's infrastructure hub, we were able to strengthen the application enough to be successful. So we are going to be bringing in $22.7 million with a $1 million match. So it's a 4.2% match. to get the Claytonia DeWitt paved to concrete. It'll be about 8 miles of pavement, and then replacing all three bridges on that road.
This is such a big deal. I mean, these aren't just projects a person wants to do. These are bridges that are beyond their useful life that we've been working to try to fix. So this is really big. This money will go out regardless. This just takes it off of the back of the property taxpayer in Gage County. So this is enormous. Upgraded infrastructure, they will be better. They'll be load rated. We'll have new concrete out there. We'll have better paving along with Hickory Road also. So fantastic. That's the best news we've had. The Hickory job was fantastic. This is far and beyond better yet. And it's the oldest paving in Gage County.
Yeah, and we were thinking about, too, the Claytonia Bridge was one of those bridges that we were going to have to do no matter what here in the next few years. It's a $3 million bridge to replace, and now we're going to get to replace three bridges and 8 miles of road for a third of the cost of that single bridge.
No, that's the best news we've had. Great job. Great job.
On top of that, congratulations, Gage County. On top of that, maintenance costs are going to be, because now you've just taken some blacktop off the list that has to be maintained all the time.
A couple generations aren't going to have to worry about that now, and then they can start working on that. Huge, huge upgrade. Yeah. Great for infrastructure in that area, great for commerce, great for additional business. It's a win all the way around.
I was very excited. There might have been a little bit of jumping for joy on that one because it took a few years to get that one to go through. So, and also thanking the public, too, because those outreach meetings, you know, like by having those outreach meetings, we actually were able to strengthen the application because people showed up to that. And we did take their input and put it into the grant. So we added things that, you know, I didn't originally have by having the public come in and give input. So all of those pieces played a part. Everybody worked together. We got it done.
Another great thing is living in Nebraska. We've got that relationship with our delegation. Instead of strangers, like if we were in California, not knowing your senators and your congressmen, that all plays into this. So it's just a win all the way around. There's no negative here. It's nice to have good news. I get excited about budgets, and you guys don't care. This is something you can all get excited about. Would you like to go on to our more boring notes?
Sure. Gus Construction finished the box on Chestnut, so that was one of the grants that we got from the state through the Bridge Match program. And they are now working on the next one, which is the second one of those two Bridge Match program box culverts. Vogue is working on the box on Southwest 75th Road. That one is the prior Bridge Match program, so that one's getting built currently. Philly Bridge is closed right now, maybe replaced with a culvert, but we are looking in to make sure that we are trying to be open by harvest on that one. Mark, would you want to come up, give an update? It says that we talked about blade training. Do you have dates for that for our courses as well as township?
I do not have anything set for township, but for our courses, we are set for August 10th through the 14th.
Is there a way that we could just do the township the next week?
We had discussions on Monday about that, and where we left it off on Monday from my notes was we were going to run our guys through it to see how it went, and then decide if we wanted township operators to go through it.
I thought we were going to just open it up to any of them.
Yeah.
My notes show that we were going to carry on with our guys, and then if how it went, either have our guys train township guys or your guys' decision to open it up for that meeting.
We did talk about having our guys train township guys as well. But didn't you say it'd only be like $250 a person extra after 10?
It's not, I double checked the contract. It's $190 per person after 10 people.
I think I said 200. Come in and train the township guys. Just have us another date open.
But that's $8,000 versus 190.
Could we just send a letter out to all the blade operators or all the townships to try to ask them if they'll send someone, and then we'll just pay the $200?
Like I said, I've been talking to a couple of them, and they want to do the training, but they don't want to come sit in the classroom to do some of the training.
I would say send each township a letter invite their, once we know a date, invite their operators. If we can get them to come, we'll pay the extra $200. I doubt you'll get many just because of what you said. They may not want to come in or take the time. If they care about what they're doing, though, they're going to want to learn how to do it better.
So are we going to add on to this one? Or now are you deciding to do something different?
This list is 10.
Right? So you were adding on.
Just add on whoever we can get to come
whoever
to this.
Whoever wants to come to that.
Is that what, yeah. And that's, I want to make sure, because I'm not going to send a payment.
I cannot see another class at $8,000 when we can add on top for $200.
Yeah, that's fine. Do that.
I don't see us getting many township light operators. I would like to say we're going to get all of them, but I still think we'll only get a couple. So I guess once you know a date, just send all the townships a letter.
They have a date, so just send them all the
time. August 10th. Do you have a location?
It will be here in Beatrice. It'll probably be at the extension office.
Just let them know and invite them all. Maybe they'll come, maybe not. Maybe if we get more townships, we'll get more people to come, or if several townships come, maybe if somebody else is doing it, they'll do it. And then we've had good turnout at the Township Association meeting. Mm-hmm. You may have some turnout here where if they know they're going to get some training and it's free instead of them having to pay for it, at least we throw the opportunity out there for them. Would you please bring up at that training just our NERMA requirement to blade with traffic instead of against traffic? I know a lot of guys want to blade against just because it's easier to cut sometimes, but there are ways to cut with traffic, and that way we at least show them that we're trying to take care of that liability also.
It also talked about speeds on Sargent and grading projects. Do we have plans yet for Sargent to get that rebuilt?
The hydrologist was working with the floodplain administrator here to get the floodplain records for the elevations.
Okay. And then apparently we have some material being taken off one of the roads and placed on a private drive.
And that's probably not going to be discussed anymore just because of the Sheriff's Department and Attorney's Office being involved in that.
Something we're looking into.
Not a good thing to steal the material off the road.
I thought that was legal.
I usually take it from over by Eddie's place.
Smart move.
Anything else for Road and Bridge that you can think of?
We will be working on Southwest 89th on Friday. There was some backfill that settled around some tubes, so a patch is settled. So we have been working with Cope. They are going to do a shutdown. They suggested Friday or Saturday to do that patch repair, so Friday was the obvious choice. So that section of road right off of Highway 4 on Southwest 89th will be closed. That we will be patching some roads, should be opened up here by mid-afternoon on Friday.
What are you going to do to fix that?
We're going to scratch up the existing patch that's there and just fill it in.
It's not a failure underneath?
It's not a failure underneath.
And then I talked to Mr. Kunkey this morning about a bridge over by 51st and Hackberry. This is one that was evidently brought up to me before that I don't recall. This is one that's on for replacement. Design's already in with hydrology study, and a bridge is designed, but he's wanting to...
I'm pushing for a box culvert instead of a bridge design off of this.
As we have put a box upstream from it.
From what we did over at Pickerel, I'm pushing to get about that same size of box pushed in there, if possible. I'm always trying to push for a box culvert rather than a bridge. I'm always trying to push for tubes rather than a box just because of cost and effectiveness. So,
on a box, we have no bridge inspections, anything
else?
We
still have bridge inspections.
On a box?
On a box. But you drive by, you look at the inlet, the outlet, make sure there's no scour and nothing blocking, and you're on. So
not the same type of structural inspection.
It's easily to do the bridge inspections in-house rather than have to hire somebody to do the fracture critical. So.
Questions for Mr. Kunkey? Great job again on that grant. I'm still excited about that.
I'm very excited.
I might have said some choice words yesterday in excitement when Ms. Haxby called me and gave me the news. So, and then I kind of followed Rex's lead and said, what was next?
I got your back. No, very exciting.
I have ideas, but I need to, you know, take a little bit of a break.
Let's get some dollars in from some of those before we get another one.
Yeah.
Get some paving down. Next regular agenda item, approve or disapprove recommendation for four special designated liquor licenses for Gage County Ag Society. One SDL for Gage County Fairgrounds, outdoor enclosed beer garden for July 22nd through the 25th of 26. One for the bull riding rodeo at the Old Horse Arena, July 22nd. And one for the track area for the tractor pole in front of the grandstands on July 23rd, 26th. The fourth is an alternate location of the upper or the new horse arena in case of inclement weather, and or for lightning issues for bull riding on July 22nd. We have a letter from the Sheriff's Department that says he's aware and he does not oppose the issuance of this special use permit.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Lytle. Second by Haxby. We had that. Yeah, it was quiet.
Okay.
Would you like to speak on this at all, sir?
No. Sure.
Say we.
The fair is coming up. We appreciate.
Based on.
Maybe I should say, will you?
I'm sorry. Anybody else that wants some, we have some here. We do thank you for your support, and the fair is coming up. It's like crunch time. 3 weeks, it'll be over. So, yes, we do have these. This goes along with our regular liquor license at the fair for the certain buildings, but this is just to accommodate special activities on those specific nights. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Don.
I know the sheriff had his letter in there, but you know the other consideration is that Gus and several of the deputies are on site throughout the fair.
At the beer garden,
they happen to drive by there a time or two. Yeah, so I mean we do have a presence out there as well, so it's I think any of those are pretty doable things.
We have a motion by Lytle, second by Haxby, to approve the special designated liquor licenses for the Gage County Fair. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Next, approve or disapprove resolution on special use permit 26-4 for modifications to the City of Beatrice Wellhead Protection Area. Protection planning area map to include areas in Blakely, Grant, I guess Blakely and Grant here. We've discussed this. This would be resolution number 26-13. These are wells that are no longer used for potable water for the city. I guess I'd ask for a motion to move forward, and then we can discuss this.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Dorn. Mr. Rivera, do you have anything you want to touch on this? Or I don't think we have a whole lot of opposition for anything. This is something we asked the city to move forward for us because of potential industrial development over at Hoyg. Although there's nothing immediate, there has been projects and planning over the last 5 years. There could be something there, and this is something that was determined it could be, I guess, could make the area smaller after a study by Olson and Associates and water flows and such.
That's correct. Essentially, there's potential development coming in out there. This wellhead protection area is an obstacle for them. Again, as you said, this is non-potable water, has not been used for drinking water due to high nitrate levels for quite some years. So we are simply asking to reduce this wellhead protection area, thereby lifting the restrictions on all that ground out there as well, and just to move forward for a potential development prospect.
And just as people ask about water usage, this does not increase the amount of water that can be pumped out of any of those wells or change any of the original agreement.
Correct. This does not have any effect on any of those permits that are in place today.
Because that's a big issue right now is water usage, what's being used, what's not.
That's correct.
Questions for Mr. Rivera? Discussion on lifting this area, the wellhead protection area.
I don't have any problem with this. I just find it amazing how it can be determined which way the water goes 200 feet under the ground. Just to know how that works is crazy. So.
You ever seen the map?
The map of which way the water flows?
Mm-hmm. Underground?
No, I haven't.
It's pretty neat.
Even the aquifer maps. I did not realize that our aquifer stops over to the west and then... and then we're on another one here. I was just assumed we were on the Ogallala, and that was our area. I had no idea that there's other underground aquifers that interact, I suppose. Yeah, it really is. With no additional discussion, comment, question, I would ask you to vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries.
This was approved for a reason statement.
I'm sorry?
Is this approved for a reason statement?
Yes. Okay. And I would thank the City of Beatrice for working with us on this for potential development there.
Thank you guys. Congratulations on your grant.
That is a big one. Thank you. Nextly, approve or disapprove David Swavely, Nolan Schaefer, and Zachary Vaca to the Policy Review and Board Review Board for a 2-year term.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Dorn. This will put that board. Do we have a board in place currently?
There was a former board, and there was, I think, only one of those board members was remaining.
This whole, that policy review board, it'll be something we have in place to look at things like our public defender's contract. So this will put them back in place for 2 years. We have a motion by Lytle, second by Dorn. Questions, comments? Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the county health insurance plan for 26-27. I would ask for a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second. And we can get into this just briefly, or I guess we can get into it as deeply as you want. I met with the insurance carrier that we have now and Ms. Hill. We went over things. They went through their typical options that we have. We had everything from fairly stable to non-acceptance, kind of like every year. Our fixed costs will be moving upwards a little bit. We will have... Our fixed will be moving upwards a little bit. Our potential liabilities could be higher. We anticipate they will be higher, and that's just part of being self-insured. You anticipate what's coming. The insurance companies look at that for us, give us dollar amounts where we need to be. We plug those numbers in. We didn't come up with those on our own, just as we wouldn't know what to put in there without the insurance company doing that. So we've looked at staying with the same administrator, same insurance carrier. You shouldn't really see any difference other than we potentially, and you never know, you're ahead of time, but we anticipate some higher higher liabilities. Do you want to touch on anything else?
Well, I do know that our group was shocked by multiple carriers that declined. No, I didn't.
Thank
I'm not
you,
used
guys.
To talking. Thanks.
So,
anyhow, we were shocked by to multiple carriers that declined covering us. We have some potential very expensive claims that could come that's our part of our unknown cost, so we have to prepare for. And what else was I going to say here? Oh, and there will be an increase to the employees and the as well as the county's portion. So those rates, and we'll have open enrollment some point next month, we'll send out. So that's, I guess, the only thing I know of.
Any questions from the board on insurance or the... Well, yeah, I guess I'll leave it at that unless there's any questions. Well, we have a motion by Dorn, second by Lytle, to approve the 26-27 health insurance plan. With no further question, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. We will have a closed session at the end of this meeting. Just go over some contract issue. Contract question, but we do have discussion on the 26-27 county board budget or county wide budget. Just to touch on this initially, Ms. Hill's been putting this together. We went over part of the budget already together, and we've already caught a couple things, but we will have an adjustment in health insurance that we're holding back. We'll have our road budget, of course, aggregates. All of our expenses are going through the roof. That's been consistent for the last several years.
I have a question. Where we're capped, how is cost of living, is it pushing us above the allowable cap? I mean, will we encounter problems a few years down the road if that continues?
You can, if there is not an increase, yes, it's could affect us, but that's that slice.
So,
and by that, I think this year, I think our...
The reason I'm asking this is for clarification for the public.
Right.
So, my answer is no. And
well, I mean, it could if you're not prepared for it.
If we don't manage it correctly. So as long as we keep working through this and we operate the county well...
Responsibly.
I was going to say intelligently, but responsibly. One of the big outliers that people forget about in that, we've always been capped. We've always worked under our cap. It's new for some of the other organizations. I would argue some of the other organizations should be capped that aren't, but that's my opinion. We work well within that, and we've kept our costs down by good management, running things smoother, getting rid of things we don't need. The big outlier I think that people forget about is new investment is not, it doesn't fall under the same as old property tax. So the way to stay healthy is continue to bring in new investment, new infrastructure, new companies, things like that. By your county growing, by being a good place to do business, it's a great way to not only not have to worry about that cap, but actually be able to reduce your tax asking from the individual and the local business.
You know, where it is equalization, valuation, protest time, everyone sees 100% of their money going to the county. The county is, what, 23% of the amount given to the county?
Depending on where you live.
So 23 to 25%. I think that's something that comes into this discussion, too, that there needs to be an education and not just... The county isn't taking 100% of this. There's other entities drawing off of that.
Well, and like we've discussed, we always have to be looking 5, 10, 15 years down the road. We don't have the opportunity to only look at what's in front of our face. It's our job as representatives of the constituents here to always be looking out in front. So whether it's something coming up, a cap, an expense, a bridge, new road, or even an increase in costs, we have to be looking at that years out and planning ahead so that we're not caught off guard. We're doing a disservice to everybody if we wait until something happens and then run around with our hands in the air and go, what's happening now? That's not responsible.
And as it's been pointed out, we always have things on our 1 and 6 year plan that we definitely intend to get to, but it really just depends on what we have available in the budget or those unforeseen things that come up that we have to take care of, like the Bus River Bridge. We didn't expect for that to be an issue, and it
Or the Pickerel East.
Or at Pickerel East. I mean, those things keep coming up, and they happen, and we have to take care of those, and that's what delays us getting the 1 and 6 year plan done.
Good planning is fantastic. Contingency planning is great, too. Just always be looking ahead and being proactive instead of reactive. Reactive gets you in trouble in a hurry. So I would say I feel very comfortable with it yet. I know the NACO thing was to be against caps. I think our caps should be stricter to keep our tax asking down in every step of the way, whether it's municipalities, schools, counties. Anybody taking money, I don't have a problem with asking for less or capping what they can ask. But I think through responsible management, we're fine.
I think that capping, actually, personal opinion, I think that capping forces the opposite effect. I mean, you've seen it with schools when you cap it or you do anything like that. It almost every taxing authority goes to the max of the cap. So I think it has the opposite effect. Instead, you should be focusing on electing your local officials that are fiscally responsible on their own without a cap, because
also
I think
you're
going to be better off.
And if they max it out, vote somebody else in. We've been capped for years, and we're always well below our cap. We've never even had to deal with it. Other than when we were sued for tens of millions of dollars, that definitely changed things. But normal operation, we've never had to deal with it. So I still feel good. Questions on the budget, items you'd like to see put in, items you'd like to see pulled out, departments you'd like to get rid of?
I think we're just going to have a good conversation about what the FOP agreement is going to look like and how it's going to affect the budget moving forward. That's going to be a big change.
That will be one of the potential significant changes, health insurance, FOP agreement. We do have a brief closed session afterwards, and it'll be for discussion on specifics on interpretation of a contract. But all those things will be going into the budget, and we'll probably have, you think, budget packets where we're at so far in 3 weeks, 4 weeks? Probably not in 2 weeks.
When's the date? September?
September is when it's passed, has to be passed. I do not have current numbers until
that's the thing. I don't know.
I can't give you where we're at until then. I can use old numbers, but that's just a guess. You know?
And that's a tough thing. Our budget starts July 1. We'll pass our budget in September, not because we aren't ready, but because of the way state statute works. So people will be operating on a budget that they don't actually know if they have for a quarter. Same as always, it's not a change, but we don't even know what we'll be able to give a department necessarily until after valuations are in.
Until the 20th of August is when those are.
And as Ms. Haxby said, just because we can doesn't mean we will. In fact, we'll intentionally not the same as we have in the past. Nothing? Budgets are exciting, too.
I'll have this on every meeting, so if there's somebody who wants to talk about budgets, it's on there.
Mr. Kunke and the sheriff both said that they are willing to give a lot back from their budgets already if we need.
Sure. Just throw out there that I really like the school resource officer program and would love to expand that.
That's perfect budget talk. I mean, that is.
Mm-hmm. Well, some quality of life issues do cost. Mm-hmm. I mean, and those are long-term preventative, hopefully.
I heard of a boatload of kids getting pulled over thinking they were going to get in trouble, and an officer gave all of those kids, they had a handful of tickets, and was like, holy cow, what'd you do? The officer gave all those kids a ticket for free ice cream for doing what they were supposed to.
It's not what Gus gave me when he pulled me over.
that's good PR, though. I mean, that's good PR with the kids, you know? Anything else for budget? If not, I would ask for a motion to go into closed session at 9:26 for the protection of the public interest to discuss contract details.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Dorn. Please vote. Six in favor. Motion by Adams to come out of closed session at 10:10. Lack of a second. Second by Haxby. Please vote. Five in favor. Who do we lose? Oh, Gary's gone. Five in favor. Motion carries at 10:10. We're back in regular session. Anything else for the good of the order? Announcements? Ride?
UTV ride.
Transom?
UTV ride, Claytonia.
I'm on the record.
The Claytonia Fire Ride is this weekend, Saturday. Check-in starts at noon. Ride starts at 1:30. It's about 20 miles, all off-road. I think we only hit the like actual pavement, maybe 2 miles of that to jump between fields.
That's Saturday?
Saturday. All the funds go towards funding the fire hall.
$100
a unit. $100 a unit, yeah.
And then there's also the one coming up. What's the other one? Jansen one.
I don't know. I'm organizing okay. This one, so.
We'll leave that one alone then.
I just got done shredding ditches.
We signed up when I heard if you drive through the Haxley Farm, one side they're handing out jerky, the other side they're handing out beef sticks. So I said, we're going through that.
And cups of warm tallow.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Gross.
All right, we will adjourn at 10:12.